There's a good chance that you've heard about the ethics report in the cricket. It was handed down yesterday and it's been plastered everywhere because it was brutal and damning about the culture of the game and the leadership of Cricket Australia. The report was ordered after the ball tampering affair in South Africa earlier this year. Test captain Steve Smith, his vice-captain Dave Warner and opener Cameron Bancroft were subsequently banned over it. The ethics report says those three weren't solely responsible for the appalling episode. It found problems pervaded the entire organisation, that players lived in a gilded bubble, were arrogant and disconnected, and that management created a win without counting the costs culture. The report made 42 recommendations. Cricket Australia has accepted or is considering all of them except one. The ABC's Jim Maxwell joined me earlier to discuss it. Jim, this was a blistering report. No doubt it would have made unpleasant reading for the players and Cricket Australia. What do you think?
I thought it was much stronger than I was led to believe it was going to be. And in a way, given the style of Cricket Australia over the years, I'm surprised they released as much of it as they did. I know they've redacted some of it, but it's pretty damning in the way the game has been run. But unfortunately, on the one hand, the Cricket Australia are talking about being responsible for some of this arrogance, yet they're not really taking account of it. So I think Tim Payne and the players, with their pact, have come up with something that's a lot more credible and believable for the fans than anything that the board has done to get their house in order. And I saw David Peaver's interview with Lee Sales on the 7:30 report last night, and it was one of the most unimpressive interviews with the leader of an organisation I've ever seen. And I take you back to May, when we got details of one of the directors, Bob Everi's, resignation. And he said in that he was very unhappy with the substandard performance of the chairman. The list is long. His handling of the MOU, the media negotiations, his fake resignation, and particularly his handling of succession planning for the CEO leave a lot to be desired. And yet this man was re-elected a week ago before, strangely, this report then came out.
All right, let's dig into some of this. What does it say that only 14 of the current 48 current players actually filled in an ethics survey for this report?
Does it say that they're scared or they just couldn't be bothered? I'm not sure. You get the impression that they don't want to be speaking out in any way at all about their employer. Maybe that's overstating it. Maybe they just didn't get around to filling in the form or whatever. But I think there's a wariness on the part of some of the players about how to deal with Cricket Australia, which is an issue between the governing body, the Players Association and the players, that needs to be sorted. There needs to be much better engagement there so that they can both win confidence in each other as we go on. Because that's the last thing we need is to have another malaise between those two groups, particularly in the current situation where we haven't got our best team playing.
Now, the report says that players lived in gilded cages, that they'd become disconnected from the community and their own families. Now, the Players Association met last night. What do they think?
Well, I think there's something coming out in the next few days in a meeting between the ACA and the board. I'm not too sure what's going to come of that, but at least they're going to communicate, which is very important because there's been a lack of that communication to a large extent over the last 12 months, particularly through that MOU when it took place. So, it's just another area of the governance of the game that needs to be looked at, because Cricket Australia is a tax-exempt monopoly running the game in your interest, my interest, and every cricket fan in Australia. So it has a huge responsibility there, and they're going to be under massive pressure from sponsors and TV stations in the next couple of months, particularly if the team doesn't go well against India, to reduce the bans on Smith and Warner.
On that point, those three players, Smith, Warner and actually Cameron Bancroft, they paid a huge price for that ball tampering episode. Does the team think that Cricket Australia has shared an equal responsibility in overseeing a culture that led to this episode, given that the ethics report said that stakeholders say that management is arrogant and dictatorial?
Well, I think it's clear from reading the report that there have been enough instances of a sort of distrust growing between the two, for you to believe that the relationship was not what it should be. The lack of leadership. Leadership is always the issue. It goes back to the Argus report. I remember appearing at that time and saying you've got to have strong leadership and good communication in order to keep your game in order. That's what has not happened in the last little time, and that's why things got so out of place, out of whack during that series in South Africa. We had the incident on the stairwell with de Kock and Warner, and the whole thing was just festering with the Australians going off at the stump marker every time they got a chance, it seemed, at the opposition. And unfortunately, David Warner is the main culprit in all that. And is he going to survive the character test when his ban's over? That also is an interesting thing to surmise.
Jim, we could talk actually for hours, but thank you so much for joining AM this morning.
Right, Sabra.
That's the ABC's cricket commentator, Jim Maxwell.